My dear brothers and sisters, let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to look lovingly on this child who is to be baptized, on his parents and godparents, and on all the baptized. Lord, by the mystery of your death and resurrection, bathe this child in light and give him the new life of baptism and welcome him into your holy church. Our response will be, Lord, hear our prayer. Through baptism and confirmation, make him your faithful follower and witness to your gospel. We pray to the Lord. Lead him by a holy life to the joys of God's kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Make the lives of his parents and godparents examples of faith to inspire this child. We pray to the Lord. Keep his family always in your love. We pray to the Lord. Renew the grace of our baptism in each one of us. We pray to the Lord. And we now sing, invoking the prayers of the saints.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Pray for us. 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 Pray for us.
Almighty and ever-living God, you sent your only Son into the world to cast out the power of Satan, spirit of evil, to rescue man from the kingdom of darkness and bring him into the splendor of your kingdom of light. We pray for this child, Braden. Set him free from original sin. Make him a temple of your glory and send your Holy Spirit to dwell with him. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Braden, we anoint you with the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Savior. May he strengthen you with his power, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters, we now ask God to give this child new life in abundance through water and the Holy Spirit, and we now bless this baptismal font. Father, you give us grace through sacramental signs, which tell us of the wonders of your unseen power. In baptism, we use your gift of water, which you have made a rich symbol of the grace you give us in this sacrament. At the very dawn of creation, your Spirit breathed on the waters, making them the wellspring of all holiness. The waters of the great flood you made a sign of the waters of baptism, that make an end of sin and a new beginning of goodness. Through the waters of the Red Sea, you led Israel out of slavery to be an image of God's holy people set free from sin by baptism. In the waters of the Jordan, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. Your Son willed that water and blood should flow from his side as he hung upon the cross. After his resurrection, he told his disciples, "Go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, now look with love upon your church, and unseal for her the fountain of baptism. By the power of the Spirit, give to this water of this font the grace of your Son. You created man in your own likeness. Cleanse him from sin in a new birth to innocence by water in the Spirit. We ask you, Father, with your Son, to send the Holy Spirit upon the water of this font. May all who are buried with Christ in the death of baptism rise also with him to newness of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord." Amen. Dear parents and godparents, you have come here to present this child for baptism. By water and the Holy Spirit, he is to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring him up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine life which God gives him is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in his heart. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, renew now the vows of your own baptism. Reject sin, profess your faith in Christ Jesus. This is the faith of the church. This is the faith in which this child is about to be baptized. So I invite not only our parents and godparents, but all of us present to respond with "I do," as this will serve as our profession of faith for the day. And so I ask, do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ our Lord. And so I ask, parents, is it your will that Braden should be baptized in the faith of the Church which we have all professed with you? Braden, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin, given you a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed you into his holy people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you live always as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. Anoint you with the chrism oil. Smell good and Catholic all day long. Braden, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. See in this white garment you wear the outward sign of your Christian dignity, with your family and friends to help you by word and example. Bring that dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. I'll ask godparents to light the candle, the baptismal candle from the paschal candle. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. He is to walk always as a child of light. May he keep the flame of faith alive in his heart. When the Lord comes, may he go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. The Lord Jesus, may the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith, to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen. You have put on Christ, in him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. Please join me in welcoming the newest member of our Christian community, Braden.